Margo, what is the CWD program for this fall?
The fall program this year relies on hunters to submit heads of deer harvested in our risk areas. And we've expanded the area where it's a requirement, it's a mandatory requirement, that all the deer shot in the wildlife management units along the border between Cold Lake and Medicine Hat are to be turned in for chronic wasting disease, our surveillance program. This is our best tool, and these animals are being killed through the recreational activity, so we can also gain the spin-off value of getting a disease surveillance program to help us know where the disease actually occurs and where it doesn't.
How do you collect these heads?
Well, the hunters collect them, and for the most part, they shoot the deer, they tag it, they dress it out, and then they cut off the head. And we've tried to make it as easy as possible. We've put out 36 freezers, which are available at small towns all through eastern Alberta, and the freezers are available 24 hours a day. They've got labels and bags and tags, and the hunter can drop by any time of the day or night and fill out the label, put the head in the freezer, and then we have staff that will go consistently now go and collect the heads and funnel them into the lab. And it certainly is important to note that for the test, all of the testing for chronic wasting disease for the wild animals, as well as captive animals, is conducted by Alberta Agriculture. And so these heads that go into the freezers, our staff pick them up and we funnel them in through the Alberta Agriculture labs, and then they provide us test results, which we then provide back to the hunter.
And how can hunters find out where they should be dropping these things off?
There's information at any Fish and Wildlife office, and we have created a map that has all of the freezer locations, and that's available from any Fish and Wildlife office or also from the wildlife disease pages for the Fish and Wildlife Division on the web pages.
And how is this an improvement over the past?
We started the mandatory submission in 2007, but we had it just in very small areas where the risk of chronic wasting disease was the highest. And what we've done this year is we've expanded the area so that it's coming that much further into Alberta, because we're trying to lay a foundation for if the disease doesn't occur in these areas now, and then if the disease continues to expand, is it going to show up in a broader area? And that's why we've expanded the mandatory zone, so that we can get some baseline data, hopefully before the disease is in these areas. And then if it spreads into those areas, we'll know exactly when it got there, sort of thing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.